Today, e-commerce is fast tracking the way the companies are managing the logistics along with the whole value chain. Now, what is a value chain? A value chain is a framework of five primary activities, that is, inbound, operations, outbound logistics, and marketing and sales. And there are four secondary activities that are procurement, purchasing, human resource management, technological development, and company infrastructure. The main changes the e-commerce has brought in the logistic field are shipment size is shrinking. So earlier we used to have very big orders coming from Delhi, coming to Mumbai, or probably coming from Ludhiana to Mumbai. And there used to be a huge order of 300 pieces coming to the retailer. But now that same brand is available on Nykaa, which was in Ludhiana. And now I order one piece, and one piece I order from Ludhiana comes to me directly. The size of the shipment has shrunk, because the way the entire sales scenario has changed. Delivery frequency are increasing. Earlier there used to be once in 2 months order in that particular city. Today, in a day, there are four orders. On Myntra, we will order like 4 to 5 pieces. Today, if I'm in a mood of buying in the morning, and then again, if I feel like buying in the evening, I'm not going to think. I'm going to order again because I'm not going to be charged the shipping any which ways. Customer is very difficult to predict, sensitive to price and service levels. So earlier, the customer used to be very product sensitive. Now they are price sensitive also, because if on, let's say this way, on Flipkart, if their product is for 260 rupees, and on Amazon it is for 230 rupees. Same product, same brand. Because the same brand is available on all the marketplaces, I will still, even if I am a loyal customer to Amazon Prime, I will still go to Flipkart and I will order it over there. Now, after ordering it for 230 rupees, my experience of receiving the product was not very good. I received the product late. The executive was very rude. He didn't care. He was not empathetic if I was busy with something. I will again go back to Amazon because the executive, the service was better over there. So price and service, they both are sensitive to both the angles right now. Earlier, they were just product sensitive. Modern e-commerce thus stresses on digital fulfillment, which acts as the most critical part of e-logistics. So digital fulfillment is really important in today's time with the fragmented orders that we get. Every online business now requires more effective and efficient logistics solutions to handle increasing volumes of orders that they receive. They don't only need effective, but they also need efficient logistics. The e-commerce orders are fragmented. Customers would love to get their ordered item delivered the same day, if not within the few hours. And to meet these demands, e-commerce logistics should be in place so that you can delight your customer. So let's say, for example, Levi's. Earlier, Levi's used to receive from their main distributor to the retail store the bulk of goods of all the products. And if anybody wanted to go and buy, they would try at the Levi's store and buy one product. So the logistics role was from the main distributor to the main flagship store that Levi's owned. Now it has changed the entire scenario. Today, if I am sure of what size and what design I need in Levi's, I choose not to go to the store. I will order one piece from the Levi's brand itself, which comes from the distributor directly to me, or the closest warehouse which is there to my location. In this, they'll end up having, they actually, in the earlier scenario, they used to send 100 pieces together in one location. Today, they're dispatching again 100 pieces only, but they're dispatching at different locations within the city, outside the city, within the country. So with these kind of fragmented orders, the e-logistic company has to be well-equipped, technology-savvy, a very well-trained manpower to handle these kind of orders. Imagine the manpower required to remove one big cargo of 100 pieces, and now the manpower required to remove individual 100 pieces under 100 individual orders. There is a huge difference between the functioning in this way and that way. E-logistics uses technology and enables optimization, visibility, and collaboration between the stakeholders and end-to-end supply chain. So what does e-logistics do? The biggest advantage that you have complete transparency and visibility of your order status, if that is bulk or it is small. And there is optimization also used, collaboration between the stakeholders in end-to-end supply chain. That means there is complete collaboration between all the people involved in the process in the supply chain. E-commerce ships individual items, traditional fulfillment ships bulk items. So e-commerce will ship individual items. Traditional fulfillment will ship bulk items. Traditional distribution centers shipped to retailers. Generally, it is from the distributor to the retailer, or the manufacturer to the retailer, or to the wholesaler to the retailer. Today, the distribution centers are the retailers. In fact, that's what I just said. Levi's, if I have to order, I will not probably, if my distribution center is close by to my house, they will directly dispatch it from the distribution center. E-commerce is known to offer huge selection to their customers. That means a baffling mix of fast and slow moving items. Moving items, SKUs, to handle behind the scenes. So it needs a wide variety of shelving options along with SKU placement that supports the common picking goals. So that means in a warehouse, you will have one segment which has fast moving SKUs with fast moving sizes, and one side there will be SKUs which are slow moving. And now, to maintain the common goals of picking, they are placed in such a way that it goes faster in picking and they are dispatched and packed faster. Some of the biggest differences between logistics and traditional logistics. The e-commerce orders do not wait for grouping together to get a truck load for transport. Efficient last mile transportation is what separates it from the traditional bulk load fulfillment strategy. So what happens in e-commerce? Like every company, every marketplace or every website has a timeline that they follow. Suppose all the orders on Myntra generally, whichever have been ordered before 12 o'clock, the companies generally start, the packing department, the dispatching department, all of them, they start by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Most of the products which are kept in their warehouse or they are always QC checked in the shelf. So all that they need to do is just pick it up, pack it with the recent packing and put the address and the label and the invoice. So all the orders that they receive before 12 o'clock, they are dispatched together. Now there will be an order which has been received at 12:30. So they are not going to hold the packet that till this 12:30 order also gets ready as well. No, whatever is before 12 o'clock, that could be 10 orders, that could be 100 orders. They don't try to group it together. They try to put a timeline. The companies try to work within that timeline. The grouping is not important. The delivery on time is important. And generally some companies also not even do till 12 o'clock. The orders which were placed yesterday are packed today and dispatched before 12 o'clock is what they look for. So their grouping is not important, which is there in traditional logistics. In traditional logistics, people will wait till another 2 days, ki chalo, or we'll have more orders coming. Now let's wait and we probably dispatch it together to get it more cost-effective shipping. But in e-logistics, nobody is trying to do that. Because over there, the time is more important. Receiving the order on time is more important. In order to provide the quick, low-cost shipping that customers have come to expect of e-commerce, fulfillment centers must be as close to target markets as possible. This actually gave birth to dark houses, because nowadays the customers want effective delivery, efficient delivery, and also cost-effective delivery. So this, because of this, the warehouses or these centers started being closer to earlier there used to be one warehouse. Suppose in Mumbai, there was one warehouse which was always there in Bhiwandi. But nowadays, for FMCG products, for quick commerce, there are small warehouses in every suburbs or between two suburbs to deliver within 10 minutes. Because of the expectation has rise among the customers to get delivered faster, especially in FMCG products. The logistic is the aspect of the overall supply chain. The biggest aspect in the supply chain is the logistic. A reliable, cost-effective logistic paving the way to efficient supply chain management. A well-managed supply chain results in filling orders accurately on time, which over time will attract new clients and grow the bottom line. So basically, this is what, if you have the right kind of a logistic company which you have partnered with, you will land up getting more customers because they are happy. You are focusing on your product, your production of the product. All that, the rest of the stress has been taken care of by the logistic company who is working efficiently. So while selecting the company, you make sure all the required checklist is to be taken care of, that they are efficient, they are equipped, they are tech savvy, they are keeping everything updated about the orders, there is no loopholes in their processes, everything. And that eventually helps in the bottom line increase of the customers. The supply chain management is an integrated system, and this integration of the overall supply chain drives the effectiveness of the logistics. Because the supply chain management is completely integrated, it helps the logistic companies to deliver efficiently. The efficiency and the effectiveness of the ESCM are determined by the existence of the information networks and interactive software. So let's take, for example, you place an order on Zomato. Zomato, you will know exactly when you are placing the order, in how much time are you going to get the delivery. And that also decides a lot whether you want to order it from Zomato or Swiggy. Whereas you're ordering from the same restaurant, but because Zomato has more services or more efficient services, you might receive your order 10 minutes early, which maybe is crucial today because you're falling short of food in your house and you want your guests to be served with that food. Same way when it comes to wholesale orders. There are companies which are sharing a chain of network and interactive softwares where everybody puts the update together and everybody has a live update and real-time update of the orders. And that helps the logistic company to serve the customer, the final customer, better. The primary type of information system used in managing supply chain could be categorized in supply chain software. There are different kind of supply chain softwares available in the market. For marketplaces, I would say there is Unicommerce. For inventory management, there is Zoho. You know, web and mobile applications, RFID, radio frequency identification. You will generally go to a mall, and generally in the mall they have these RFID tags which are attached to the garment. That is called RFID, that is radio frequency identification. So in case by any chance you have not built a product, it will start beeping at the exit point. Emerging digital tools. All these kind of technology like blockchain and all of that has developed. Cloud computing has developed. These are all digital tools which have come into existence because of the customer demand of efficient, effective, cost-effective, route optimized products to be received early. New age companies, that is e-retailers, producers, etc., will need to create a strategy for supply chain, digitalization to access new technology, and to establish a way to gain the benefits and stay in front of their competition. So they have to achieve a lot of things to be ahead in their competition. The most important areas of digitalization are big data analytics. Your customer database is your gold mine in today's date. You know, when, what product is ordered, which area, which location is the way. This all data is very important. Cloud-based applications, that is common, cloud-based applications, applications that are shared on internet in commonly among the entire partners involved in the process, the supplier, the retailer, how I explained earlier. Internet of Things, you will understand more in detail about this Internet of Things in the further chapters. Blockchain, you'll be surprised where the blockchain is actually helping big companies like Nestle's. I will share more details on this. Machine learning. On the hardware side, the most important areas for gaining competitiveness in e-logistics is robotics. Like Amazon is already using robots for warehousing to stack things over there to scan the barcodes. It is being more, they don't get tired, they are more cost effective. Automated vehicles, augmented reality, and drones. Drones are now going to be introduced. We all know for last mile delivery, drones are going to be they are going to be the next rescue to get rid of traffic and all of that. ESCM is consolidated as one of the milestone of e-business. It is regarded as a critical element of successful e-business implementation. E-business application and web-based information technologies have basically changed the way companies conduct their businesses and the way in which they compete. Because of the change in supply chain and in the logistics, the whole way of functioning has changed between the companies, within the companies, and outside the companies with their customers. The way they compete right now, the way they conduct their basic processes, something which was done very manually is now done very digitally. There are robots involved for where there is an irritative task which is being done again and again. Where there's this is all has helped a lot to the entire e-com industry. Incorporating e-business approach in supply chain management has been proved as a competitive method for improving processes, visibility, agility, speed, efficiency, and customer satisfaction. Because of incorporation of e-business approach, the supply chain management has been proved to use all these things more efficiently. The e-logistic cloud could be identified as a determinant of the overall supply chain performance and considered a crucial tool that provides a strong competitive advantage. So e-logistic is actually now they have to focus on the logistic department equally as much as the product is important, as much as the sales and marketing is important. Even the logistics has now become very important because of the way the customer expectation have actually rise or gone high, where the service of the logistic is very important nowadays. Earlier, companies competed on products and services, not processes. But those days are over. So earlier, there were companies which were competing on products, on innovative products and all that, on innovative services. Now, that is not the only thing that they have to look into. I just explained it earlier. The intensity of global competition is forcing companies to compete on their strength of their supply chain. The strength of their supply chain decides a lot of retaining the customer. If the customer does not receive the product on time, it is quite possible that you have a very good product, very good price, but not very good service in with regards to your supply chain or in your entire supply chain or the logistics, you will lose your customer today. Traditional logistic focuses on delivery to customer. The term logistics applies to the reliable movement of supplies and finished products. In the past, these activities were often carried out by the company or the organization itself. I told this earlier too also. It was so small, it was not given so much of importance. They should do it by themselves only. Today, supply chain is very flexible. Flexible is that they have to go to multiple locations at the same time on the same day, they do it. If you are having your own logistic team delivering, you will not be able to deliver to Pan India on the same day. But if you have a logistic partner which is very efficient and very effective, you will be able to deliver Pan India same day because they have chain of networks of logistic people involved in it. Agile value network designed to deliver at fast pace. So these supply chain companies, these logistic companies have got their network set in such a way that they can deliver as fast as possible, as quickly, as efficiently, and the quality and the product of the quality is not compromised on the way if it's even a fragile product or a very let's say a very electronic or something which is very very prone to, you know, even the packing is done well, they make sure that they are being in the transit, they have been taken care of that. In the e-commerce era, modern companies are moving to a wholly digital environment. Not only improves a company's time to market, but drives up the quality, improves cost reduction activities, and heightens customer satisfaction. So basically, the companies are moving towards getting to deliver product in a right format to their customers. E-logistics essentially means carrying out most of the traditional logistic processes in the supply chain through online platforms. So this is basically e-logistics is meant for online platforms. In case of traditional logistics, the objective is the cost effective, but in case of e-logistics, it is more speed and can meet customer expectations. That is more important. Thank you.